Governor Walker has been under fire this week for his administration giving large pay raises to three state workers who went through temporary or phantom job transfers to qualify for higher pay. Critics say the jobs never really existed and were ghost jobs. Some other governors have done the same thing, but State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says Walker's move was worse.
You know, there have been instances in the past where this has been used, but I don't think we've ever seen anything as egregious as this.
Tate is especially concerned that one of the big pay hikes went to a state economist who helped Walker's recall election campaign. Tate says Walker is violating a campaign promise.
Scott Walker ran on eliminating cronyism. The reality is he's perfected it.
In La Crosse this week, Governor Walker declined to take responsibility for the latest job transfers.
These aren't things that ever approach our desk, so I'd have to look at the specifics of those cases, but I've got about 70,000 employees, and certainly we'll look at 5 out of the 70,000 what the circumstances might be, but they're not decisions I made.
There were controversies about a month ago over two other so-called ghost jobs. The State Department of Administration says all moves were allowed under state personnel rules. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.